Today we're making a short, DJ-friendly riser in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old-school drum and bass vibes. And the big idea here is simple, we're not trying to build a huge festival-style swoosh. We want something darker, subtler, and more functional. Think of it like DJ glue. It should help the mix move forward without stealing the spotlight from the breakbeat and the bass. For this lesson, aim for something that feels ghosted, like a shadow passing through the track. If you can clearly hear the riser screaming for attention, it's probably too much. In this style, you usually want to feel the lift more than you want to hear the source. Start by setting up your project for a proper drum and bass workflow. Put the tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. Keep the time signature at 4/4. Use a 1-bar grid for arranging, and zoom in later if you need to edit the sample more closely. Turn on the metronome, and loop a 16-bar section so you can hear how the riser behaves in context. That last part matters a lot, because a sound that feels kind of boring on its own can be absolutely perfect once the drums and bass are playing. Now think about structure. Old-school DNB and jungle are usually very phrase-based, so your riser should support clear transitions. A classic layout might be bars 1-8 for the intro, bars 9-16 for the build, then bars 17-32 for the main groove. Your riser usually belongs in the last one or two bars before a change, not all over the arrangement. Next, choose your source. You've got two easy routes. You can use a texture sample, like vinyl noise, tape hiss, room noise, a reversed cymbal, a crash tail, or even a bit of ambience from an old break loop. Or you can make your own source with stock devices, like operator for noise, analog for a rougher texture, or wave-eatable if you want something a little cleaner, but still controlled. For jungle and old-school DNB, I'd start with noise-based material rather than a giant synth sweep. That usually fits the era better. Drag your sample into a MIDI track and let Ableton load it into Simpler. In Simpler, keep it straightforward. Classic mode is a good starting point. If it's a one-shot type riser, use one-shot playback. If it's a longer texture you want to reshape, slice can be useful, but don't overcomplicate it as a beginner. Adjust the start point so it begins cleanly, and to add a small fade in or fade out if you're hearing clicks. If the sample is already rhythmically aligned, you may not even need warp. Keep it simple and musical. Now for the key move, filter automation. Put auto filter after Simpler. Start with a low pass filter, either 12 dB or 24 dB. Set the cutoff low at the beginning so the sound is muffled and tucked away. Then automate the cutoff slowly upward over one or two bars. You want the sound to feel like it's waking up, not exploding. That gentle opening is what gives you the ghost attention. It's subtle, but it works. You can also add a little pitch movement if the source needs it. In Simpler, try automating transpose up by a few semitones, maybe +3 to +7, but keep it restrained. Old-school DNB often works better with texture and filter movement than with giant pitch ramp effects. A tiny pitch lift on the last beat can be enough. In fact, a small move at the end often feels more authentic than a long dramatic rise. Next, shape the envelope so the riser eases in and out. You don't want a hard snap unless that's a deliberate effect. In Simpler, you can use a short attack, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds, to soften the front edge. If the sample is short and clicky, a little release can help too. If it's a longer sample, just draw a volume automation curve in arrangement view. Start low, rise gradually, then either cut it cleanly or let it fall away right before the drop hits. This is a really important detail for DJ-friendly structure, because it keeps the transition clean and mixable. Now let's add a bit of grime. Jungle and old-school DNB love texture, dirt, and a little bit of imperfection. A really solid stock device chain here could be a EQ8, saturator, redux or erosion, auto filter, and utility. With EQ8, high pass the low end somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so the riser doesn't fight the kick and sub. If it's muddy, make a small cut in the low mids. If it gets harsh, tame the upper mids a little. Then use saturator to add a bit of push. You don't need much, just a few dB of drive, and soft clip can help keep the edges under control. If you want a rougher, more crushed texture, a tiny amount of redux can do that, but be careful. Less is usually more. Erosion can also add nice metallic air or a gritty top end without turning the sound into a modern EDM effect. The goal is not to make it shiny. The goal is to make it feel like it belongs in a dusty sampler era track. Utility is useful at the end of the chain. Keep the width under control, especially in the intro. A riser that's too wide can feel modern and disconnected from the rest of the tune. A narrower, more mono-friendly sound often works better for jungle and old-school DNB. You can widen it a little near the peak if you want, but keep it tasteful. The next big point is making sure the riser fits the drums and bass. This genre is all about movement and space. If you've got an amen loop or a busy break going, the riser should stay short, dark, and out of the way. Don't let it mask the snare accents or crowd the kick and sub. A good test is to listen to the riser with the full groove playing, not solo. That's where you'll hear whether it supports the track or clogs it up. One great Ableton technique here is resampling. Once your riser is processed, route it to an audio track and record it down. Then re-import the audio and treat it like a sample. This gives the effect a more committed, sample-based feel, which is perfect for jungle. You can even reverse the rendered version and compare it to the forward version. Sometimes the reversed version has a stronger sucked intention, and sometimes a tiny forward tail at the end gives it a nice release before the drop. When you arrange it, think like a selector. If someone is mixing your tune into another track, they need room, so let the intro breathe. Don't overload the first 16 bars with effects. Use the riser to signal a phrase change, like the end of every 8 bars or 16 bars, or right before a drum fill or bass re-entry. If you use it too often, it loses impact. In fact, alternating between sections with and without a riser can make the arrangement feel stronger. That contrast is powerful. Here's a nice beginner exercise. Open a fresh set at 172 BPM. Import a short noise, cymbal, or vinyl texture. Load it into Simpler. Add EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and utility. Automate the filter cutoff over 2 bars. High pass the sound so it stays out of the low end. Add just a touch of saturation. Then render it to audio, reverse it, and compare both versions. Try making 2 variants. One clean and subtle, and one dirtier and more aggressive. Put each one before a different drum section and listen to which version supports the groove better. A few quick pro style tips. If the arrangement is already busy, make the riser shorter and darker. If the track is sparse, it can carry a little more motion. You can also try a bandpass filter instead of a full sweep for a more eerie, focused tension. A tiny delay with low feedback and dark repeats can add movement without making it sound too modern. And if the ending feels too smooth, cut the tail a little shorter so the transition lands more sharply. So to recap, a jungle or old-school DNB riser in Ableton Live 12 should be subtle, dark, and functional. Build it from a simple texture or noise source, shape it with simpler and auto filter, add just enough grit with stock effects, and arrange it in a DJ-friendly 8, 16, or 32 bar structure. Keep the low end clear, keep the motion controlled, and make the transition feel like a shadow sliding through the mix. If you want, next we can build a jungle-style reverse crash, impact hit, or transition FX chain to go with this riser.